Okay, last week talked about the power of God. We'll be talking more about that today. Now, reason why it's a power is because it initiates an effect. Okay, and declared to be the Son of God. Okay, and that's in verse 4. He was marked out to be our record. Declared to be the Son of God with power. So I had the word power there. Because the anointing carries this intelligent power according to the spirit of holiness, which means that this power is initiated for the purpose of joining us to God. There are other powers, okay, which we resist. That's the principalities and powers of the air. Now, the principalities and powers of the air, okay, which has to do with Satan's kingdom called sin, initiates his forms of gifts through those things, okay, which work with the flesh, okay, which has to do with malice and envy and strife and murder and debate, okay, variance and emulation. These are the gifts of the kingdom of darkness, which is initiated through for the use of the wicked. Okay, the wicked find, closure. Not peace, they find closure. Because peace comes with a cleansing of the conscience. But closure comes with the tokens of this world. Okay, and the tokens of this world are always falling short of God's glory. No substance is manifested. There is no substance, okay, which is being solidified within the soul. Okay, now we see in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we can see that as you grow in grace, that you can feel the substance of faith increasing within your own heart, as if it's solidifying. Okay, like liquid gold being poured into a form goes through a process of cooling. Okay, and through that process of cooling, you're able to handle it. That means you're able now to skillfully work with it. So your faith, as it solidifies within you, as substance turns from liquid to solid there, okay, you are now handling the Word of God. You're handling the Word of God in righteousness. And so this is what the Apostle Paul is bringing out concerning here. Declared to be the Son of God with power. God's power was manifested in Jesus Christ. So we can see that God's faith was manifested in Jesus Christ for a point of contact. Okay, a point of contact. And this is what we see also in the Gospels. Okay, particularly in the book of Mark, you'll see a point of contact. Mostly when Jesus would come in contact with people, a form of touching. Okay, a point of contact. So the stewardship was a point of contact for the brethren, for the people which believed in him. Okay, that they reached out to touch him. Okay, and this was for the purpose of finding completion in themselves. Declared to be the Son of God with power. So we highlight the word power there, because you can see the word power again mentioned in verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God. See the word power again. Your faith grows and increases. Okay, it goes from that which is of liquid to that which is of solid. Okay, it goes through the process of growth. Okay, same thing like a seed into a tree. It goes through a process of growth. But that only comes through use. The more you use it, the process increases. Okay, from the womb to the infant. There's a divine process of manifestation from the womb to the infant. Okay, so here we see the power according to the spirit of holiness, back in verse 4, by the resurrection of the dead. So the process is initiated through this plan. Okay, whereas death cannot breach this plan. Death cannot breach this power. And this is what he brings out here. By whom we have received, okay, this grace and apostleship. Okay, in verse 5. Okay, so he's provided the things, okay, which remove the curse from the soul through the cleansing and washing, the washing of the word. Through the cleansing of the conscience, the washing of the word. Okay, the soul is being continually prepared, okay, like a bird prepares a nest to lay the eggs. The Spirit prepares the soul for this process, for completion, okay, from the gift of from the liquid to the solid, okay, from the liquid to the solid. The egg goes through the process from the liquid inside the shell to the full manifestation outside of the shell. Inside is a liquid, outside is a solid. And so the work of Christ continues within this understanding and allegory. That which goes within the heart must be manifested within the lips, in order to be profitable, to become fruitful, in order to become a solid, from a liquid to the solid, from the heart to the lips, from the record to the witness. Okay, we see this dual process. This is the plan of God, which from the very beginning was set within the premises of a covenant, okay, which was manifested in the Father's bosom to be carried forth within this dimension, only returned back again to the Father with increase. Okay, we can see that our Father made this known again in many numerous allegories, which our Lord Jesus Christ spoke in parables, which he spoke to the people. Okay, and to the apostles and disciples there, these mysteries were unfolded. And of course, we may ask, how were these mysteries unfolded? Because everything is referenced to himself. So when Jesus is speaking to his apostles, okay, he was expounding this knowledge in references of his own stewardship and references of his priesthood, so that they would carry forth the same knowledge, the same references, which we're doing today, okay, after the order of Melchizedek, okay, and not after the order of Aaron. After the order of Aaron, there was corruption, but after the order of Melchizedek, there was life. Okay, and Jesus is following that, which is after the order of Melchizedek, knowledge which cleanses the heart, okay, and prepares the soul as a nest for the laying of these gifts, and the gifts upon gifts, and wisdom upon wisdom, knowledge upon knowledge, and grace upon grace. The cycle continues, okay, which we see also in the allegories of life. Okay, every season brings forth that life. Okay, declared to be the Son of God with powers. Make sure to highlight the word power there. Okay, as we pointed out last week, according to the Spirit of Holiness, this power is by this Spirit of Holiness. Okay, not the power which is according to the spirit of this world, the principalities and powers of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. Okay, it works in the children of disobedience because it feeds the aspiration, it molds the imagination, it adds substance to the principle. Okay, and that substance to the principle, when it's expressed, brings closure. Okay, in a form of false peace, as a placebo peace, like placebo pills. Placebo pills are sugar pills. Taking a sugar pill really doesn't produce the effect that it was designed to do. Okay, a sugar pill is only that which is for the sweet tooth. Okay, and so we call it a placebo. Clinical research provides for their patients. Okay, they provide the placebo to one group and the real thing to group number two. Okay, and by this process, they're able to measure the effect, so that we have contrast for, as a unit of measure. They use contrast for a unit of measure. We have contrast for a unit of measure, but we have the truth as our scale. Okay, and stewardship to oversee that. This is within the safety zones which God has provided through this gospel. So it's declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of Holiness, okay, which has to do with this is what God elected for us to separate ourselves from the world to God, the gifts of holiness, the gifts of his power. And it's by the resurrection of the dead, which means it doesn't put a breach in the soul.